All right, a great question about how to separate book content from course content. Meaning, this person was saying, George, you seem to have some of your books are the same name as your course, your paid courses. How do you know what content goes in your book versus your courses? Well, actually, I don't know that I have. I don't think so. I think the person might be thinking of Authentic Content Marketing as one of my books, and then one of my courses is called Authentic Content Flow. Yeah, I guess it's similar enough. Okay. So let me use that as an example, right? Or yeah, no, I have a book called Joyful Productivity. And I do have a course called Joyful Productivity as well. So this questioner knows my books better than me. And so how do I know what to put into which book? Let me use Joyful Productivity as an example. So if you read my book, Joyful Productivity, you will notice that some of the chapters are mapping to some of the lessons in my course. However, my course has a lot more of the how-to of joyful productivity compared to my book, which is more inspirational about joyful productivity, more the overall map of. So, okay, my book you'll see has inspiration, philosophy about joyful productivity, why it works, and why I believe it's so important, and it also has some how-to, which someone could read it and go, okay, I know how to do that part of joyful productivity now, but the course itself is way more detailed. I give spreadsheets, I give templates, I give more nuance, I answer questions from people who have some nuanced questions about how to do it. So, and there's way more how-to content. So, for example, Joyful Productivity has something like 20 modules, and like 17 of the 20, 17 of the 20 are how-to modules, always with inspiration as I could build in, and maybe three of them are just inspirational. Whereas the book has, I forgot how many chapters to have put, but let's say the book has something like 25, 24 chapters. 21 of them are inspirational chapters, philosophy, the overall map, and maybe three of them are how-to. So you can see the difference here. You just weigh the book much more about inspiration, the course way more about the how-to. And when people read the book and they go to the course sales page, they should recognize that, oh, the course sales page is like really how to get into the nitty-gritty of joyful productivity. So I hope this is helpful. I hope you can use that for your own content separation as well. You might remember that, well, my blog to book course suggests that the book comes from my blog posts. And blog posts are free content. And free content is about the why and the overall what, and the paid content, which is the paid courses, really. Books, I don't really consider to be paid content because it's $5. Courses are $200. You see the difference here. Books are $5, it's almost free. Now, I know some people watching this might object because they're in a particular economy where $5 is one day's pay. And I understand maybe you shouldn't buy my books, right? You should just read my blog posts. But sorry, maybe not one day's pay, but an hour's pay or half a day's pay or 2 or 3 hours pay. So at that point, probably don't buy my books, read my blog posts. But that's how I look at book content. It's really free content, well organized, versus the courses is content's not, that's not publicly available. That's not available for free or in a small dollar amount. It's in the course. So I hope this is helpful. Thank you for asking.